Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in a listen-only mode for today's conference. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Amy Montgomery. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the quarterly UM Technical Assistance conference call, and thank you for your attendance today. We have with us today from the Collaborative, Dr. Todd Kasdan, Pat Palmer, Callie Lacey, Cheryl Masalunas, and from DMH, we have Leanne Reinert. There are no announcements to be made at this time, so Kelly, we are now ready to open up the line to questions, and if you would please let us know when there are no more questions in the queue.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question, press star two. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. One moment. Once again, to ask a question, please press star one. Our first question comes from Danette Elder. Your line is open.
Hi, Danette from Robert Young Center. I was calling or wanted to ask, can we ask NCCS questions on this call for the authorization part?
Certainly.
What I'm wondering is that when we get the authorization, I see that it's under Program 551. But when we're registering them, it's registering them for Program 550. And I was wondering, am I doing something wrong or what? That's my question.
Okay. Collaborative staff, is there perhaps a glitch in the system? Because 550 is the program code for Region 1 South. And 551 is the program code for NCCS.
Right. The issue is that it has to be built in for the enhancements. And Cheryl, help me out if you know this too. But it's going in the enhancements on December 7th.
Okay.
It was one of those
right.
IT
right.
things that had to get sorted out. So it should be, you should see the 551 starting in on December 8th, I think it is.
Okay.
We have a workaround for it. So that we'll be able to go and make sure it's in there correctly going forward, but that's the issue.
Okay, so anyone that is actually an NCCS registration that's done in advance of the next software release for the collaborative, you will be able to identify them and change them over to the correct program code? Is that what will happen?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I am choosing the right thing. I'm choosing the RCCS when I register them, and then
yeah.
it'll be okay come December.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. Once the new software release is out December 7th, then you should definitely be able to do program code 551, and that's what you should do.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Karen Bracco, your line is open.
Thank you. I was just curious, and I know the DSM-5 is coming out, I believe, like in March or May next year. When we go in to re-auth a client in the collaborative, are you guys going to have the DSM-5 updated?
This is Todd. As you know, the DSM-5 is not yet released. The proposed release date is in May of 2013. There's talk of a crosswalk being developed, and it's our hope that when that is released by the American Psychiatric Association, we'll be able to integrate that, so processing will move smoothly. This is something that we're watching very closely, along with CPT coding and other changes that are going to be happening over the next couple of months.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Miles, your line is open.
Hi, I'm calling from Trilogy. We are a one of the agencies that gets Williams clients. And a couple of interesting things I've noticed when doing the registrations for these clients. Firstly, it seems like about, 95% of the clients we get as Williams when we try to register them the first few times, they come back as not a Williams consumer. I'm sort of wondering what should be, why does this happen, and B, how long should I be waiting before we get a client before we actually register these? It's sort of time-consuming to continually register them and monitor them until they go through correctly. Related to that, I'm also sort of curious why those don't get rejected. It's sort of just like an extra message that comes on the batch files. It's not like it's getting rejected for all of their funding sources. It's just the little Williams tag.
Cheryl, are you on? Do you have an answer to this?
No, I wouldn't know that. I would actually, I don't know, Pat or Callie, if you would have an answer for that one.
No, I don't know how it's attached.
The problem really is that I'm really only the one that does the registration for these Williams clients. I mean, I do it for our entire agency, for all of our clients, but I'm not actually on the team that does the, like, paperwork for these, but I'm told that some of it is very time sensitive and they have to be registered as a Williams client before they can actually submit some of the required paperwork, and that's sort of been problematic.
Yeah, the paperwork is indeed time sensitive in terms of getting it in, but in terms of the registration, that all happens before we can even access it here. So, you know what? Will you give me your name and number? This is Pat, and let me see if I can find somebody who might be able to better answer your questions.
Sure. My name is Tom Miles. I'm with Trilogy, and my direct number is 773-382-4084.
773-382-4084? That's correct. Okay, yeah, let me do some checking into it, Tom, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Gung Mu, your line is open.
Yeah, this is Gung Mu from Kenneth Young Center. I just want to ask a question that I brought up like a couple of years ago when we first started this authorization program. We've been doing the batch registration for the last few years. It works really well. And I was wondering whether we can use the same method to do the client authorization, because most of the data required in the client authorization already stored in our system, like a diagnosis and all kinds of information. I think a few years ago when we started, I know that the answer I got is that you guys are in the process evaluating this approach. You know, after a couple of years, I don't know whether you have something in down the road in your planning. If you could do that, that would be a really help to us, to all the providers. Right now, we basically have to rekey everything we have in our system on our website. So what we could do, we could use the same model as we do the client registration, that we can send you a batch file, and you can send a batch file back and notify us the results. So do you have something in your plan, or you have thought of this?
Hi, Gungmin, it's Leanne Reinert. We have discussed it within DMH, and I believe Dr. Mary Smith is in the process of joining us in the speaker line. So I'm going to see if she has. We've talked about doing it. It's a matter of making some modifications in the software. So I think she's joining us, and maybe she can add some additional information.
Hi, Gungmin and Leanne. Yes,
Hi, Dr. Smith.
I don't think I have much more to add, Leanne. I think if enough providers are interested, we could certainly move in that direction.
Yeah. I work with 50, more than 50 DMH-funded agencies. I can vote for all of them. That's probably more than one-third of all the agencies. If you could do that, that's actually going to be a big help to our clinicians. So what I can do with if you look at the authorization file, it's not too much variations from our registration file, and a lot of things that's already in our system. If you could do that, you have done lots of good things for us, like data sets. If you could do this one, that'd be great.
Okay. Well. Gungmin, I think, I think we can look into it. The good news is that we can look into it. Of course, the bad news is that it takes time to make changes because just like everybody with their own systems or their own vendors, there's a certain period when we can actually go in and make updates and then do a release to the field. So if we were to do this, it probably, just to give you a heads up, it probably wouldn't be until sometime early next fall.
Yeah, that's great. We can, I can be your tester. With the large group of agents I work with, that would be a good representation. And of course, you definitely want to keep open for those users who don't do the batch submissions. Still keep the online entry, for them. But for other users like ours, we do the batch. We can choose to do the batch. If you ever decided to start the project, please, feel free to let me know, and I can definitely work with you guys on this. That'd be great.
Okay, we'll do. Leanne and I will discuss it some more.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure.
And before we go on to any other questions, now that we have Dr. Smith on the phone, Mary, I'm not sure if you can help us with this or not, but I believe his name was Alan Miles from Trilogy. Was reporting that when they are going in to register individuals and identify them as Williams class members, that about 95% of the time they're getting an error message that says the person's not a Williams consumer. And his question was, how long do they need to wait before trying to register someone as a Williams consumer so that the system will recognize them as a Williams consumer? Do you have any?
And so the way it works is when Sandy Brand here at DMH assigns a case to an agency or an individual to an agency for transition coordination, she basically sends me a file. And then basically what we do is send that file over to the collaborative so that they can assign Williams eligibility. So, if Sandy makes an assignment on Thursday, if they get the file to us on Friday, then I can typically get it over, and the turnaround time is pretty fast. I think where we've had some a bit of slowness is that, you know, we haven't necessarily been receiving the eligibility files every day so that we can get it over to the collaborative. But we have had – hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. For some reason, the indicator on my phone went out. So, you know, we've had some internal meetings about some ways to speed that up. And so if you have you had a problem in the last week?
Alan would probably have to dial back in.
Okay. All right. Well, just know that we're aware that we need to make sure that connection is made faster. And, again, we've had some meetings internally here about it. But it does usually take a couple of days of turnaround time. Thanks.
So then you're saying, Mary, that they should wait at least a couple of days from the day that they get the call from Sandy Brand from DMH with the referral before they try to register, right?
That's accurate.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any more questions, Kelly?
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We are showing no further questions at this time.
Okay, Amy, I think we can probably wrap up for today then.
Did get one question. Would you like to take that?
Sure.
Amanda Malfi, your line is open.
Hi. I don't know if this is where I should be asking this or not, but we have a consumer who had an old RIN number for whatever reason, and he actually has a new one. We have been able to register him under the new one, and everything's fine, but his counselor went to do an authorization the other day with the new number, and it wouldn't let him go through. It said... client is, I don't remember what it says, but it's not letting him put the authorization through. So I don't know where to go from here with that.
Well, did you work with someone at DHS to merge the RIN numbers?
One of the counselors that works with him, he's in our supportive housing, and the counselor out there, she is the one who made all of the calls and figured out, because she couldn't understand why he was not being, his stuff was not being paid because he has Social Security. And we had an old RIN number. I don't know why, but we did. And so she got us the new one, and she talked to Public Aid and I guess HFS and wherever else she needed to talk to, and that was all taken care of. Well, when our counselor up here at our agency went to do the authorization, it said the RIN number was wrong. The new RIN number was issued by HFS.
Okay, so, but actually RINs are issued by DHS under, I think it's community, it's HCD, whatever that stands for now. So the person that they worked with was Jay Hidalgo, who was able to merge the RINs into one correct RIN. If they've done that and then they're still having problems, they need to your staff person needs to call the collaborative help desk and just tell them that you have two RINs that need to be merged into one, and they should be able to assist you.
Can someone give the number for the collaborative help desk? Does one of the collaborative staff have that number at their
phone? Sure, I can give it. It's 1-888-247-9311. I'll repeat that. It's 1-888-247-9311.
And I think our counselor had called the help desk, and I'm not really sure where the call ended up. I think the person on that end said they were going to check it out and then let us know how to proceed, and we haven't heard anything.
Amy, should they call back again, or can you take a number and pass it on and then just ask them to give this individual call?
Sure, yeah, we can call back, and we can tell them to merge the RIN number into one if that's what's going to fix it.
Well, I think what you just need to tell them that the individual has two RINs and you can't get an authorization through. And hopefully that'll generate a call over to Laborative Eligibility, and then they can work to get it all merged into one RIN.
Okay.
But before you get off the line, Amanda, can you give us a phone number so we can try to follow up with you as well?
217-323.
Uh-huh. Okay.
2980.
2980?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can either ask for Amanda, Missy, or Bob.
Okay. We'll have one of the collaborative staff follow up with you as well to make sure that everything's resolved, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Once again, if anyone would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Danette Elder, your line is open.
Hi, Danette again. Sorry, I just happened to remember one more question on the crisis authorizations. Most of them are coming through with a temp RIN number. Some are converting to the client's RIN number. Some are not. I was wondering if that's going to pose a problem when they start billing for, like, the chips and when we learn how to shadow bill and things like that for our services.
Mary, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the whole question.
The authorizations are being authorized under a temp RIN number. Some are converting to the client's actual RIN number. Some are not. I was wondering if that's going to pose a problem when we start submitting either the CHIPS services or when we learn how to shadow bill for the ACS services, since they won't have a registration under the temp RIN.
So are you registering folks right away with the collaborative? Because they're supposed to be replacing the temporary RIN with the permanent RIN when they get it.
Some have been converting. The very first gentleman that I registered still has not converted.
Uh-huh.
But some have, some haven't.
In that case, give me your name and number, and I'll give you a ring back, and we'll follow up.
Okay, it's Danette Elder, D-A-N-E-T-T-E,
mm-hmm.
309-779-2080.
Okay, and I'll get more specific details when I call you.
Perfect, thanks.
Thank you.
We are showing no further questions at this time.
Okay, Amy, do we want to wrap up then for the day?
Sure. If there are no more questions in the queue, then that will conclude our call for the day. I would like to remind everyone that remind the audience that today's call audio will be posted under Provider Resources under the heading Provider Information on the Collaborative's website. It will be in MP3 format and available for download within 2 to 3 business days. Kelly, you may now put. Please push the speakers through to post-conference and disconnect the main line.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.